coming to Jesus is not just a believing of facts about a person. It is the believing of facts, but also believing in Jesus is coming to Jesus for the satisfaction of the deepest kind, your soul's satisfaction. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. John chapter 7, verse 38, whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Here's what we learn about Jesus from this text. Having a belly that has a river flowing out of it means that you have the soul-satisfying water in you forever. It will never run dry, that the source is within you, and you never have to search again for satisfaction. Let me give you one way that living for Christ and drinking the living water every day is better than what the world's trying to sell you, and why we should love Christ for giving us soul-satisfying life. In our Western world, in America, the world's gospel is to be true to yourself. You do you. Be authentically you. Love yourself. Whatever you feel or think, be free and unashamed to be that. Choose your own identity. You see it in pop culture everywhere. For instance, in the movie Frozen, Queen Elsa sings this, "It's time to see what I can do, to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I'm free, let it go." Well, in the movie, Queen Elsa's quest to be free and authentic and autonomous lands her in isolation, away from her sister, away from helping others, away from exercising any kind of self-control. Her quest for freedom from all restraints lands her in a prison of her own making. In other words, the removal of boundaries and authority and a I did it my way philosophy does not set us free. It eventually paralyzes us. True freedom, however, what your soul was designed to live in, comes when we live with Jesus as the center and circumference of our existence. This is how we live out this text. Jesus is the center. In other words, we can't understand ourselves or the world apart from understanding His identity and what He has done for us. And Jesus is the circumference. He sets the boundaries of what it means to live in redemption and freedom and joy. When you put a fish in a fishbowl, yes, there are boundaries to where that fish can go. But to shatter the fishbowl and to set it free, it doesn't really improve the fish's situation. So listen to me, believer. Have you been a believer for 5, 10, 15 years and wondered why your spiritual life has been a struggle? Do you realize that it's most likely having to do with you not knowing or living under the reality of this truth right here? The life-giving source of the Holy Spirit resides in you to first and foremost lead you towards more and more Christ-likeness. To open up your eyes to the grandeur of God, the Holy Spirit opens your eyes to the reality of sin's traps and danger and reminds you of your freedom from sin's shackles in Christ. You don't have a God and Savior that is distant. We have a God who is close and more intimate than we ever imagined. He is not a B-list actor in your play. You are not the star of the show, but you do get to be a part of something bigger than your own story. You are being invited into God's story, which is the biggest and best of them all. And just like the people of that day who were waiting for the benefits of the Messiah to come, Jesus tells them that He is there now, and so too are the benefits of the Messiah within you, believer. The very thing they were longing and hoping for and celebrating and anticipating was in their very midst. So, believer, the Spirit of the risen, exalted, victorious Jesus is living within you. Why would you look anywhere else for your soul's satisfaction? And if you're an unbeliever in Christ, hear the call of the Savior to you today that you would come empty-handed and take in this living water. Today when you pray, please pray for Boris Lebedev and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Kodakoli Life Word broadcast that's heard in Togo, Benin, and Ghana.